Mike Lester is a registered representative of and offers securities through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors. Talent Wealth Management and Retirement Wealth Advisors are separate entities and are not owned or controlled by World Equity Group, Inc.
Thanks for joining us this weekend on Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management. I am Kristen Charles alongside Mike each weekend on the radio, talking about things that affect your nest egg, which is basically your stuff that makes up your portfolio that you've worked so hard to save and invest all these years. You got to figure out how to pay yourself in retirement. And while you're doing that, protect that nest egg so that it can continue paying you. How do you draw down on that to pay for the lifestyle you've worked so hard for? We'll cover that coming up, along with finding out if you are average or above average when it comes to handling your financial life. The stimulus spending that's going on, how's it going to affect your taxes? Well, obviously they're going to go up, but we'll talk about how you have more control than you may not realize, and even the emotional part of retirement, because there's so many aspects to the mindset and the process of quitting work, or even if it's a forced early retirement, and then making sure you can make it on your own, which you can with the right planning. Find out more at guardingyournestegg.com. Mike, you have been helping folks with retirement well over 20 years, and I think one of the main excuses regular people like me make for not having a true retirement plan is that they just don't have the time. I say that constantly when I'm
okay.
And I, in my own head, don't have the time to get things done. But there's a British study that came out claiming the average person spends more than 13 hours a day, every single day, staring at a computer, TV, or smartphone. So for perspective here, 13 hours a day, we're staring at some computer, possibly for work, possibly for fun, some screen. How much time does it really take for you to sit down and help a client?
Okay, just take it back to that study. I mean, 13 hours, like you said, is a really, really long time. Does it take us 13 hours? Not necessarily to put together a financial plan, Kristen, but it's also that we do financial planning pretty much every day, you know, so from 9 to 5 on weekdays, and then you and I are doing this radio program every weekend. I happen to like it. I mean, it's a good thing. I'm kind of nerdy when it comes to numbers, and I enjoy trying to make things more efficient. But if you're an individual looking at financial planning, whether it's, you know, you allocated part of that 13 hours to financial planning or you didn't, I think that really just boils down to, are you interested in taking the time to do it? And then if you were interested in taking the time to do it, are you confident in it? So I'd say that pretty much anyone could do what I do. I realize not everybody out there is a math person, and it's not necessarily their thing. It's easy for me to do because I love it. I think other people, it's probably a little bit tedious because they don't really enjoy it. And frankly, the types of relationships that we have with our clients is that we're working with individuals that are either retired or very close to it. They see value in having somebody manage their portfolio for them so that they don't have to. They've got questions like, how much money can I pull out of my portfolio and not run out of money? Have I set aside enough for retirement? What should I do about taxes? What should I do about inflation? What should my allocation look like? I mean, there's just tons and tons of advertising out there right now targeting individuals that are retired or very close to it. And Chris and I feel that much of the advertising is designed to create really more distraction, more confusion. They really aren't answering any questions. Or a lot of times they're just trying to scare people away from things. We do radio. People hear from us during the week and a lot of times on the weekend. And I listen to talk radio on the weekends myself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm listening to other programs, and I find it interesting to hear what other financial advisors are sort of saying and promoting. And what I heard a lot of here recently is just really scare tactics, Kristen. And scare tactics aren't, anybody can get on the radio and scare someone. Mm-hmm. Right. And talk about stuff that's really not that pleasant, and talk about volatility and talk about coronavirus and, you know, all the crazy things that are going on in the world right now. Mm-hmm. I don't find that helpful. And when I have conversations with listeners or with clients, we aren't sitting here talking about scare tactics. We want to talk about solutions. You know, everybody knows what's going on in the world. We don't need to sort of stoke that fire. What we need to do is sit down, have real conversations about your situation, what's important to you, where you are right now, and come up with solutions. Because frankly, a lot of the people out there using scare tactics right now have been just, frankly, dead wrong, Kristen, with
markets.
Well,
A, that's not a good way to operate. There's that.
No.
But also, if their information's not right, that's even worse.
Sure. I mean, well, they had a 50-50 chance. Telling everybody the world's coming to an end, and that's not what they're saying, but, you know, markets are going to crash. You should get out of the market. They could have been right. Just turns out they weren't, you know, back when that happened, and now they're trying to come up with explanations as to why they didn't tell them to get back in, I guess. Here's the thing, Kristen, I'll be first one to admit, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know exactly where the market is going to go week after week, year after year, but I would not want to, at this point, bet against the American economy. Mm-hmm. I would not want to bet against it with all this inflation. I realize there's fear out there right now. We just came off a volatile week because coronavirus numbers are going up in states like Florida, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Well, many states, not just Florida.
Many states, right? But do the math. Realize this, the media is, you know, they sell advertising. They have to make it dramatic. It's our job for our clients and our listeners to cut through all the noise and just say, you know, what's really going on? Well, Kristen, what's really going on is, yes, there are more coronavirus cases, but also they're doing a lot more testing. Mm-hmm. All right. So take a look at that dynamic. Take a look at, do you really think they're going to shut everything down again? I'm not saying they can't do it. And I'm not even saying they won't do it. Kristen, I doubt it. I just don't know how we get to a point where you can convince Americans that it's a good idea to shut everything down again. We still haven't done all the math on whether it was a good idea the first time.
Right.
So at some point, the economy counts, people count, jobs count, certainly lives count and health counts. But there's probably a more balanced approach where we can take care of people who are high risk and still let people go back to work, whether it's, you know, social distancing, whether it's, you know, wearing masks and everything else. My point is, when it comes to markets and everything else, let's just look at the fundamentals. And do you want to bet against it? Right now, I don't think you do. I think with all the stimulus and with everybody coming back to work and great jobs numbers, I agree. I was just watching Larry Kudlow over the weekend, and he was talking about numbers looking like unemployment would be under 10% by the end of the year.
Oh, that's great news.
I mean, that sounds reasonable, right? That sounds...
I hope he's right.
I hope he's right, too. But it seems like at this point, he probably is going to be. So do you really want to start bailing out of markets if that's the case? Probably not. But you do need an approach that isn't just hang in there. You do need to work with an advisor that has a vested interest in you doing well. So I'm not an advocate of just, hey, I'm just going to buy all these stocks and not worry about it. Be invested, understand your investments, make sure it's efficient, understand what's going to happen if things go very well, also understand what's likely to happen if things go very bad, and work with an advisor that's going to be very active in the management of the portfolio, not just have you out all the time or in all the time. So for anybody listening, I know if you can hear the show right now, we have an office very close to you because that's how we've set up this program in our offices. We're more than happy to sit down with you personally. We're also more than happy to do a virtual meeting, whatever you're most comfortable with. But if you're not quite sure what your portfolio is likely to do moving forward, or if you're not quite sure you're as efficient as you can be, take us up on our offer to do a complimentary analysis of your current plan to help you get more efficient, and then also a complimentary financial plan.
We call it a complete financial plan. It's a $1,500 value, but if you reach out within the next 10 minutes, you'll speak to Mike or another team member at Talon Wealth Management off the air, and they will set up that CFP, analyzing your risk versus reward, finding out if your portfolio is tax efficient, has an RMD strategy prepared for inflation, see if what you're paying in fees is reasonable for what you're receiving. If you're retired or 59 and a half or older, find out if this type of active wealth management could help you be more confident now and in the future of your retirement. Dial #250 on your cell phone. When you are asked for a keyword, say nest egg, and you'll speak to Mike or another team member off the air. That's #250 on your cell phone, keyword nest egg. And you can also schedule that complete financial plan anytime at guardingyournestegg.com. Turns out we were officially in a recession from February to May, yet the stock market, for the most part, is still going pretty strong with some volatility here and there. So where are we headed? Big question we're all wondering. And billionaire investor Mark Lasry tells CNBC that he thinks we're in for a couple of hard years.
You've got 40 million Americans unemployed. I just don't see people, you know, that are out of work spending money. So I think we're going to be in a recession for a while. Sooner or later, the market will realize that.
Opposite of what you said just a few minutes ago there, Mike. Complete yeah. opposite.
There we go, yeah. And guess what we aren't doing? Selling advertising on our radio show. You know what he's entitled to is an opinion. We're entitled to our opinion. One of us is going to be right at some point in time. I think that most of the time, though, when somebody has an opinion one way or the other, they're still talking about these hang-in-there portfolios, Kristen, mm-hmm. you know? And so I think that if I had a hang-in-there portfolio and I knew nobody was going to do anything about it, if the probability of markets crashing was going up, I would probably want to try to do something about it myself and get out. But listen, he's talking about 40 million Americans out of work and not feeling like they're going to spend money. I'm not seeing that. You know,
I mean, the number has ticked down a little bit, number one.
Well, number one, that's not just the number I'm not seeing. I mean, yes, unemployment, I understand, and it's going down. But the other thing is, all I see are people spending money.
Hmm.
You know, so sometimes I feel like individuals are a little disconnected from, I mean, I realize that it's not exactly where it was. But in most places now, if you go out, even though there's social distancing, it's standing room only at a restaurant. It's standing room only at
a bar. Yeah, people are excited to get out. It's been too much indoors, I think.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere from, I mean, I'm just talking coast to coast, from Florida to California, we're talking people on both sides. I mean, resorts are packed, if they're even open. People are burning gas. They're taking their boats out. And again, I'm seeing this from people we're talking to coast, so I feel a little bit, and I don't know Mark Lassery personally, but I kind of wonder if he's been out.
Yeah.
Listen, our listeners, I mean, they've been out. They're seeing this. People are spending money, and they're spending money maybe without jobs right now, but a high percentage of those people are going to have jobs again. So what it says to me, Kristen, I mean, just look at housing. I mean, there's only about 4 months inventory, and people are buying houses mm-hmm. right now. People are out spending money. We got to look at the facts. We got to look at the figures. We got to look at the fundamentals. And then we got to come up with a way to manage a portfolio actively or tactically that represents those numbers. So again, right now, unless things change dramatically in the next few months, people are out there spending money, and they are doing it aggressively, and they are out there burning fuel, and they want to book vacations, and cruise ships are like, they aren't even going yet, and they're already booked to capacity, you know, based on the numbers. So I don't agree with that statement, but I do agree with active management and portfolios. Understand where you are and where you need to be moving forward, and then work with somebody who's willing to make changes along the way as things change. If you want to take a look at your portfolio, find out how efficient you are, give us a call. We're more than happy to do that for you, complimentary. But we'll also put that written financial plan in your hands, complimentary.
That makes more sense than trying to forecast the what-ifs of what are going to happen. Is have somebody on your side that's going to make adjustments as needed. With a complete financial plan, you get active wealth management with Mike and the team from Talon Wealth Management. Dial #250 on your cell phone. When asked for the keyword, say nest egg, and you'll be connected to Mike or another team member off the air. #250 on your cell phone, keyword nest egg, and connect anytime at guardingyournestegg.com. Don't go anywhere. Discussion about the stimulus spending, how it's going to impact our future taxes, how you can start preparing for that now, and the emotional part of retirement on Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester.
A recent NerdWallet analysis, the typical American worker over his or her lifetime will pay more than $350,000 in fees. If you're okay with giving up that much money, you can stop listening right now. But if you're not, reach out to Mike Lester and the team at Talon Wealth Management for a complimentary fee analysis. Dial #250 from your cell phone, and when prompted, say the keyword nest egg or visit guardingyournestegg.com.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three. We're expecting to hear from Governor DeSantis around 2:30 this afternoon after Florida's new coronavirus numbers show some 8,500 new cases today. That is down a little bit from Saturday.
Who?
Disney now taking reservations for its parks, which are to reopen next month.
One.
Universal Studios has a live stage show that will begin on Tuesday. The Bourne Stunt-tacular is based on the action movie.
When you get the app, you get our alerts. Stay connected to breaking news with our free app and listen everywhere you go. This is News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. This hour was paid for by the host and does not reflect the opinion of News 96.5 WDBO. You know our name, WDBO.
Wait, weren't you on 96.5?
Yeah, but we moved to 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Oh. So, what about my news? What about weather coverage and hurricanes? It is hurricane season, you know? Oh, and traffic.
Well, you still get all your news, weather, and traffic coverage that you come to rely on from WDBO. Oh, and you can still rely on us for hurricane coverage before, during, and after a storm. Welcome to the new homes of WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
No questions. A message to the people who wanted to really get a piece of the band when they became famous. A little spiteful song on their part. I don't blame them. They were largely ignored for many years while they were struggling. And when their first album was a hit in 1973, everybody wanted to be their best friend. That's usually how it goes with success. Lynyrd Skynyrd, one of the great Southern rock bands for sure, that's certainly enjoyed across the country. And we appreciate you joining us today on Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management. You can interact with the show, request a CFP, complete financial plan, or ask a question and have Mike address it here on the show anytime, too, all at guardingyournestegg.com. So in her book, Ready to Retire, sociologist Lindsey Green talks about how baby boomers can improve their chances of being happy in retirement. This is interesting to me because she interviewed one man who had a really hard time making the transition from a life of work to a life of leisure.
He basically said, you know, I went to bed employed and I woke up unemployed. And he said there weren't financial issues, but he said, I walked all day. I literally didn't know who I was, what I was going to do. He said, I knew I had to get out of the house or my wife was going to kill me. And then he said, he used this interesting term. He said, I knew I had to replace somehow the psychic income I got from work. And eventually he found his path. He got into volunteer work. He started some educational assignments. And now, several years later, he says he's a happily retired man who's very fully engaged and quite passionate about the things that he's found to actually replace work. But it was a struggle.
Mike, what's funny is the other day I was on a group video call with some former coworkers, and one is having to stay home from his job and work from home because his wife is higher risk. But his wife jumped in and said, listen, can you guys figure out a way for him to go back to work? Because I have got to get him out of my face at least a couple days a week. I will provide the mask. I will send baked goods.
Whatever
I will
do it takes.
Exactly.
Yeah, just get them.
Because
yeah.
It's a big change to their lifestyle. And I also know that this particular gentleman, he can retire fully, but he likes the social part of work. That's the only reason he's working.
Sure. Well, I mean, the social component's huge, and this is something that we talk about on the radio program from time to time, but also with individuals every single week, and it's that transition from what you've been doing for the past 20, 30, 40 years. As this gentleman pointed out, you know, waking up one day unemployed.
That's going to be a weird feeling.
Well, we know it's a weird feeling because we deal with people who are dealing with that all the time. And then also the fact that that unemployment isn't for a month or a year. It's for 20, 30 years of unemployment.
The rest of your life.
The rest of your life, essentially. So it's always really, really fun to think about retirement and all the things you're going to be able to do with all of the time that you have on your hands and all the travel and time with family and all of that. But when you actually retire and you stop to realize the amount of just free time that's created by not going to work from, you know, 9 to 5, but it probably wasn't really 9 to 5 because you got up at 7 and then you didn't get home till 6 and, you know, all of that. It took up a huge part of your day. If you have a spouse or significant other, you weren't spending that much time with them. I mean, it was just vacations. You weren't with them all the time or evenings. And then also income. Your income came from your employer. So you really didn't worry where money came from. If you showed up to work, you got paid. And you really didn't worry about taxes for a lot of people because their employer withheld the taxes from your paycheck. And then at the end of the year, everything just sort of worked out. You didn't worry about healthcare because your employer provided healthcare. You didn't worry about setting money aside in a retirement plan because it just automatically came out of your check and it was happening and you never saw it. And you didn't really look at your 401k statement or your 403b or TSP, depending on who you work for, because
it didn't affect your day-to-day life.
It didn't affect
your day-to-day.
It just didn't affect it. If markets crashed, that wasn't the source of your income. It came from your employer, and you could literally just sort of wait for it to come back up. And now here you are, either retired or very close to it, and that's where we work, Christian. We're working with individuals that they literally have these questions. What does this transition look like? So on the radio, I think it's kind of our job to sit here, talk about it, and talk about individuals that we're working with on a weekly basis and the questions that they have and the concerns that they have, because a lot of our listeners are coming in week after week with the same questions and the same concerns and wondering, you know, how are people dealing with it? And that's where the financial planning process comes in. First of all, you know, understanding your personal situation, understanding financial planning, understanding your portfolio and what you need to do. So, Kristen, what I'd say is whether you're retired 6 months from retirement, whether you're, you know, within, say, 5 years of retirement, you need to be taking a very close look at all of that. We work with individuals that are usually within, say, 5 years of retirement or currently retired. Mm-hmm. At that point in time, particularly with volatility, you're going to be, you know, very concerned about your nest egg. You want to make sure that it's protected and growing. So efficiency is really, really important. We want to take a look at that. And then also you're going to want a written plan. You know, it's more or less a roadmap that gets updated because the road's going to change over time.
Right.
But it's a roadmap to show you what you need to do when it comes to investing, when it comes to taxes, when it comes to income. You know, all the things that would go into financial planning are going to be a part of that financial plan. And Kristen, frankly, a lot of people charge for that. I understand why they charge for it. It's a lot of work. We'd rather just put our sort of best foot forward and say, hey, listen, why don't you come in? We'll do analysis for you. We'll do financial planning for you. We'll do all of that for you complimentary. Frankly, it's fun for us. We enjoy doing it. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, if you feel like we're providing value, you might want to hire us to manage your portfolio. And by value, I'd say, listen, if we can show you how to get a higher average rate of return, net of any fee that we're charging you to manage your portfolio, then we're providing value. And if we can't do that, there's probably no reason to work with us. But also our clients are retired or very close to it. So if we can not only show you a higher average rate of return, but also how to achieve that return with less risk, that's going to be value to the people we work with as well. So if you want more information or frankly, just to find out more about us and what we do and get that financial planning and analysis, just give us a call. We'll do it for you complimentary.
It's almost like test driving a car, kind of, sort of. You got to see what it's going to look like and take advantage of that complete financial plan, that CFP, a $1,500 value by reaching out within the next 10 minutes, #250 on your cell phone. When they ask you for the keyword, say nest egg, and you'll be immediately connected with Mike or another team member at Talon Wealth Management. #250 on your cell phone, keyword nest egg, and connect anytime and set up that complete financial plan at guardingyournestegg.com. You know, with all the stimulus spending we've had, Congress is very likely to have to consider some new taxes to pay for it. Yahoo Finance says that could include anything from higher inheritance taxes to the so-called value-added tax that they have in Europe. If you've ever traveled internationally, you're pretty aware of that. Mike, is it too soon to start pontificating about tax strategies that we can be doing for these what-if taxes down the road?
Pontificating. Thinking, you mean? Is that what that means?
Yeah, I just tried to use a big word to sound smart. It didn't work, did it? Sorry. Okay, I'll go back and be my dumb DJ self.
No, I like it. Pontificating's nice. Bottom line, it's never too early to start thinking about taxes, but we have to be very, very flexible when it comes to tax planning because we never know exactly what they're going to be. So there's a lot of what-ifs when it comes to tax planning. What if taxes go up? Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine they probably will. However, we just had the Fed come out and say, guess what? We're not going to raise interest rates until 2023, I think they said.
Something like that.
So that's a pretty bold statement. It scared markets a little bit, but if you think about things long term and where we're likely to be towards the end of this year and even in 2021, that kind of policy is going to be very, very helpful. Now, how's that going to affect us long term? Sure, they have to figure out a way to pay for this at some point down the road, but it's almost like a gift we're being given right now, right? Stimulus, I realize there's volatility, low tax rates, people want to be out there spending money, the government's giving them money. I realize some people will never go back to the job that they lost before this happened because it might not exist anymore. There's probably going to be more jobs out there. Kristen, as you can see, I mean, I'm an optimistic person up until it's time to not be, right? And I don't think this is a time to not be optimistic about what's likely to happen moving forward. at least within the next 6 months or a year. Yeah, we're going to have problems down the road, but we don't want to see people miss out on these growth opportunities that I personally believe exist. But again, it's managed growth. It's tactical growth. It's not just hang in there growth. Don't worry about anything growth. It's understand your portfolio. Let's come up with a very, very specific plan for your situation and what you're looking to accomplish. And we can do that through analysis. We can do that through planning, and we can do that complimentary if you give us a call.
All you have to do is reach out to Mike and the team at Talon Wealth Management. Let them do the heavy lifting now, because you've done the hard work saving and investing. That complete financial plan, a CFP, a $1,500 value, call within the next 10 minutes. Pound 250 on your cell phone. When asked for the keyword, say nest egg, and you'll speak to Mike himself or another member of Talon Wealth Management off the air, and they'll set up that CFP complete financial plan. Pound 250 on your cell phone, keyword nest egg, or schedule that at guardingyournestegg.com. Stay with us as we dive into the danger of secrets and tell you what a virtual grandparent is and give you some pretty cool insight on how you can be one of the best. Next on Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. The kind of retirement you have depends solely upon you. An ideal retirement doesn't just happen. You need to have a plan in place. And yes, you probably need some professional help designing that plan. Mike Lester founded Talon Wealth Management many years ago to do just that. If you're listening to this station, you're probably the kind of person who still believes in capitalism. You work hard, you pay your own way, and you've made sacrifices so you could build your nest egg. Now that you're finally approaching retirement, it's time to start thinking about how you're going to use that nest egg to fund your future. That's why you need to call Mike Lester and his team at Talon Wealth Management. Mike can help you create a complete financial plan that can last just as long as you do. Reach out to Mike and tell him you're ready to get started. Dial pound 250, keyword nest egg. That's pound 250, keyword nest egg. You can also connect at guardingyournestegg.com.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
12:30, inching in on a feels like of 100. We'll check on that hot forecast first, though. Breaking this hour, Florida continues to be one of the coronavirus hot zones. In the past week, there were nearly 44,000 new cases reported. Today, the state health department told us there were 8,500 new cases. That's down a little bit from yesterday. Governor Ron DeSantis has a news conference set for 2:30 this afternoon. You'll hear it live on WDBO. And coming up, a now controversial video from The Villages that was promoted on Twitter by the president.
WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
More dangerous heat conditions this afternoon, friends. We'll get up to 97 for the daytime high, but the feels-like temperature as hot as 105. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
I'm Dave Wall. Not seeing any of that rain on WDBO, interactive weather radar. We've got 90, feels like 96 in Orlando. Florida Senator Marco Rubio urging that the focus now must be to get coronavirus numbers in Florida to plateau and start falling by mid-July. He's also urging the young and healthy not to infect people who are older or at higher risk. And today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged President Trump to require a mandatory wearing of face masks. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says President Trump is not always in tune with reality. Bolton on CNN this morning cited a tweet from the president where he responded to a video that included somebody shouting white power at a demonstration in The Villages.
It's entirely possible that he tweeted this video because he saw the sign, I think it was in the first go-kart, that said Trump 2020 or something like that. And that's all he needed to see.
The president retweeted the video with the comment, "Thank you to the great people of The Villages." The tweet was up for about 3 hours before it was deleted. 12:32 at WDBO, 107.3 FM and 580 AM.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity, and you are listening to WDBO, where Orlando turns for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
Weather, brought to you by ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
Another extreme heat afternoon across the area. That hazy sunshine as well. Look for the daytime high getting up to 97. And the chance for storms today at just 20%. For tonight, partly cloudy, really warm overnight. The morning low tomorrow just down to 76. More hazy sunshine and mainly dry weather for you Monday. Oh, by the way, it's going to be hot again. 96 the daytime high, just a 20% chance for a storm. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
now, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Safe Touch Security.
Triple Team Traffic.
On the 417 heading northbound just before exit 54 to Reinhardt Road, we've got a disabled vehicle in the right shoulder. We also have construction on the 4-way eastbound at exit 10C for Orange Avenue. That off-ramp is closed. And on Colonial underneath I-4, both east and westbound, construction has all lanes blocked. Use your local surface streets as your alternates. Be sure to move extra carefully as you go by these incidents and move over an extra lane to help avoid causing any accidents. Could help save a life. With traffic alerts every 6 minutes in the morning, we're helping you get to work on time. From the WDBO Triple Team Traffic Studio, I'm Stan Morris.
This is WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Secret Asian man. Secret
the theme for a TV series called Secret Agent that was on from 1964 to 1967. Johnny Rivers, Secret Agent Man, also a hit on the radio. Thanks for joining us on the radio for Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester, the founder of Talon Wealth Management, a financial advisor fiduciary here to give you insight about your financial life when you're near retirement or already there. You know, Mike, movies and TV shows make secrets seem like a lot of fun, especially the spy stuff like this and James Bond. But in real life, secrets are usually not all that great in the end. In a creditcards.com survey, 5% of Americans admit they're keeping a financial secret from their spouse or significant other. Now, this is going to cause serious problems down the line that I do want to talk about. But I want to tell you that I, as a single woman, have so many friends dealing with this in their home. And I know both sides. So a neighbor of mine, he likes to buy too much. And they're Dave Ramsey type folks, but his fun money, sometimes he'll go a little overboard. And he just bought a smoker, but he hid it at my garage for a couple of weeks until she was in some sort of air quote good mood to reveal the big purchase. Right. Then I was on a call the other day with some friends, and we were talking about shopping and how we're all buying a little too much on Amazon these days. And one said that she's in trouble because her husband says, when Amazon comes, if you can tell me what's in this box, you can keep it. You buy so much, you don't even know what you're buying. So if you can't tell me what's inside, you're not keeping it. You spend too much. It goes both ways. The secret spending.
Now she's in trouble because of that?
Yes.
This guy's like the Amazon police, right? He's coming in and that sounds a little aggressive. I mean, I guess I can understand that.
They come multiple times a day, every day.
Okay. Well, I think they keep, people do keep sort of financial secrets. I think in any relationship, I mean, Katie and I, in our marriage, we just kind of stay out of each other's business when it comes to that. I think Amazon comes a lot. My irritation with it is the amount of time that she spends on, and this is probably male perspective here, but the amount of time she spends with her, like watching the screen, you know, on the tablet, kind of like just flipping through pages and pages
the time spent on it.
As I'm kind of sitting there, I thought it'd be kind of nice if I was more relevant. Maybe I'm just feeling a little bit. Yeah, I think that happens and people do it. And I don't know. The problems I think that it can cause, certainly long-term, if you're not careful, is if somebody's spending too much money on something and it's going to have a financial impact, let's say long-term when it comes to retirement, I can see how that's really, really problematic. But I think that these are the types of things that we want to uncover in the financial planning process. And just have a very open conversation about what's likely to happen moving forward, given the amount of spending that you have. So we just refer to that as expenses, Kristen. Let's take a look at your expenses. Let's find out what they are. And then let's put together a financial plan that helps you cover those expenses adjusted for inflation and taxes moving forward so that you can literally live the rest of your life on the amount of money that you've set aside for retirement. I mentioned earlier in the program today that I was listening to some other radio shows, and there was one of these programs, and anyway, for listeners out there who listen to talk radio, if they use the word safe in the ad, you know, in the name of the radio, financial radio program.
Oh, it's a straight up sales sounding
thing, you know? And so I was like nails on the chalkboard for me as a fiduciary, you know, and investment advisor. But it was, you know, I sort of listened, and it was very scripted. You know, they were just reading something off a page. You can kind of tell, really, really monotone.
Why even do that?
Why bother? But it
radio is supposed to be a conversation.
I think it should be, but there wasn't anybody else in the room, Kristen. It was just this person reading off of
the
script.
I guess if I was talking to myself, I might have to write a couple of things down.
Maybe. Anyway, God bless their soul, you know, so to speak. I was listening to it, and it was all about income, right? And so income covers, I guess where I'm going with this in a roundabout way is, you know, we're talking about expenses and we're talking about spending and we're talking about how to cover those expenses. And the argument in a very, again, scripted way that this person was trying to make was that you have to have a plan for income. And if you don't know what your rate of return is going to be in your portfolio, i.e. if you're in the stock market, mm-hmm. right, because it's not a guaranteed rate of return, then isn't it essentially a spend down of your assets? And eventually this person referred to the 4% rule, which is an outdated rule when it comes to spending in portfolios. But long story short, what I didn't like about it was there was no, you know this, I know this, most of our listeners know this. For those of you who don't know, they're selling annuities, mm-hmm. right? So it's these words, SAFE and radio programming or advertising for seminars, they want to get you to buy an annuity. They have this word called SAFE. And the idea is stock market participation, no risk of loss, and will guarantee you income for the rest of your life. And they talk about it being guaranteed, guaranteed, guaranteed. What I never heard this person mention, and this is why it really, really bothers me, I never heard the word annuity, even though I know that's what they were talking about.
That's what it is, yeah.
That's what it is. I never heard them explain that this was a long-term contract, probably at least 10 years, that they had to lock their money up in order to get this.
Yeah, real safe. I can't touch it.
Real safe. I can't touch it. I never heard that it was probably still a spend down of your own money. So if I had $1 million and some company said, hey, listen, I'll give you money out of your $1 million for as long as you live, and then when you're gone, we'll just give your beneficiaries what's left. But if it hits zero, we'll still pay. Again, doesn't sound as attractive, you know, anymore. So I guess I'm on my soapbox for just a second there, Kristen. But the bottom line is, you have to find a way to cover expenses. We have to be honest about what our expenses are. If we're hiding things, then, you know, that needs to come out in the financial planning process. Our job is just to be honest and upfront and give people a very, very fair representation of what their portfolio is likely to do moving forward. Be fiduciaries, be fee-based advisors, and help people along the way. It's not about setting up a financial plan on day one and somebody hiring us to manage their portfolio. It's an ongoing relationship. Things are going to change moving forward. And found as individuals who are looking for that type of help and service want a relationship with an advisor that's going to be long-term. They don't want somebody to just sell them something.
Right.
So at the end of the day, if that's what you're looking for and you'd like to just either sit down or do a virtual meeting, give us a call. We've got an office close to you and we can take care of that.
We call it a CFP, a complete financial plan, a $1,500 value. If you call within the next 10 minutes, Mike and the team will analyze your risk versus reward. Check your portfolio to see if it's tax efficient now and moving forward as an RMD strategy prepared for inflation. See if what you're paying in fees is reasonable for what you're receiving. If you're retired or 59 and a half and older, find out if active wealth management could greatly help you be more confident now and in the future of your non-working years. It's a $1,500 value. Dial #250 on your cell phone. When asked for a keyword, say nest egg, and you'll be connected to Mike or another team member off the air to set up that CFP. #250 on your cell phone, keyword nest egg, and you can always schedule that complete financial plan at guardingyournestegg.com. Speaking of websites, the Next Avenue website came up with a list of FaceTiming activities that retirees can use with their grandchildren. Some of these might be fun to keep doing even after this whole distancing thing is over. Ones that stood out to me, Mike, were creating a new bedtime ritual each night before bed, have grandma or grandpa recap the day and tell a story, or maybe read a bedtime story, cooking together via FaceTime, playing classic games. I mean, you could do charades. You could do Simon Says all virtually. A lot of
all
fun.
All the things that we could get back to that were, I mean, the word wholesome just comes to mind.
Yeah, it really
Beaver
does.
Cleaver, all the stuff that we, you know, it's almost like it's bad to have sort of a Beaver Cleaver kind of upbringing. You know, like it's been a huge change. Businesses are changing. A lot more people are going to be working from home than we saw in the past. We need to identify that when it comes to investing in the future. We need to take a look at our portfolios and understanding that a lot of real estate that was being utilized before probably isn't going to be utilized in the same way. Airline industry, Kristen, probably one of my biggest concerns. If you don't have to travel from coast to coast to go to a meeting, why would you do it? you know, Zoom's under some scrutiny right now because some stuff with China, I realize. But regardless, the being able to do meetings virtually versus the sit-downs is going to have an impact and is going to ripple through a lot of different types of industries and companies. And we have to, it's just one of these new things we have to acknowledge in portfolios, which is why we have to be active in management of portfolios, and we can't just rely on hang in there. So as you're listening right now, if anything that we're talking about is, you know, sort of striking a chord with you and you just want more information or you want to understand your portfolio and how it's likely to perform moving forward, give us a call. We'll do an analysis, but we'll also do a complete financial plan for you.
And that can be done virtually. That can be done one-on-one in person. It's whatever you're most comfortable with. But we've also made it easier by giving you the option to dial #250 on your cell phone. Phone numbers are so hard to remember these days. And who even knows their own phone number, speaking of that, unless you've had it for 20 years. But #250 on your cell phone. When asked for the keyword, say nest egg. And right after that, you'll be connected to Mike Lester or another team member at Talon Wealth Management that can set up that complete financial plan to look at your risk versus reward and taxes and retirement, RMDs, inflation, even Social Security. What about the fees you're paying on your retirement accounts and making sure that you're actually getting what you're paying for? Is that reasonable? If you're 59 and a half or older or retired, this type of planning and active wealth management can help you be more confident now and in the future of your retirement. Set up that complete financial plan, a $1,500 value, complimentary if you call within the next 10 minutes. #250 on your cell phone, keyword nest egg. That's #250, keyword nest egg. And you can also schedule your complete financial plan at guardingyournestegg.com. And by the way, if there's ever a topic you want to know more about on demand, yes, Mike has a podcast. You can listen on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, and any platform by just searching for Guarding Your Nest Egg or Mike Lester to find out more. And stay with us to find out if you are average or above average when it comes to handling your financial life. And we'll hear from some of our listeners as to if the stock market is really something they're concerned about in their day-to-day lives or not. On Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management.
Welcome to the Artist Spotlight with Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management, featuring REO Speedwagon.
We focus on individuals that are either close to retirement or currently retired. Clearly, you guys are still touring, but you're, I think I read 66 now,
yep.
Right? So a lot of the people that are listening are, you know, fall into that age group. Time flies. What are your thoughts? How much longer do you want to, you know, just keep doing this?
Yeah, well, I still love what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, my thing is stay in decent shape, stay healthy, stay emotionally stable, mm-hmm. and keep things in balance. And as long as we're still able to walk out in front of 10,000 people and have them react to us in a way that that we know that we've done our job, I don't really see any time in the near future where I'll stop. Musicians, professional athletes, mm-hmm. we're fortunate in that we are still doing the same thing now as we were doing when we were 12 years old.
Sure.
So I've got a direct connection to my teenage self every time I walk out on stage, mm-hmm. and I think that's something that I don't ever want to lose.
Find out more at guardingyournestegg.com.
Are you intimidated by the idea of working with a financial advisor? I mean, what is a portfolio anyway? Apparently, it's just the money you've accumulated throughout your working years. Your 401k, IRA, stocks or bonds, a pension or TSP, a savings account. See, you have a portfolio whether you realize it or not. The question now is, how do you efficiently draw from it when you stop working? Mike Lester and his team at Talon Wealth Management can help by assembling your financial stuff into a complete financial plan. Get your complimentary consultation now at guardingyournestegg.com.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
We're continuing to follow breaking news. The Florida Health Department reporting more than 8,500 new COVID-19 cases today. That's actually down a little bit from yesterday. And we're expecting to hear from Governor DeSantis. You'll hear him live on WDBO around 2:30 this afternoon.
Two.
Report in the news at 1 of a clash in the conservative villages between pro and anti-Trump demonstrators, and now a viral video promoted by the president.
Starting
today, you'll have to wear a mask in Daytona Beach while out in public. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling on the president to require masks nationwide.
WDBO Orlando. WDBO FM Orlando. WDBO FM HD2 Orlando. W297BB Orlando. And WCFB HD2 Daytona Beach. Cox Media Group Station.
Powered by New South Window Solutions.
This is WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk.
Remember that one, the unofficial theme song for a so-called Summer of Love, Scott McKenzie's San Francisco. In 1967, an estimated 100,000 artists, activists, hippies all converged on San Francisco to celebrate the counterculture movement. San Francisco, a little different now. I mean, certain areas of town.
Yeah.
You can find a little more lifestyle like that. But San Francisco, a beautiful city to visit really any time of year.
Nice weather. Whole Summer of Love thing. I'm almost sorry you brought that up. Last thing I'll say about Seattle, but there you go. I'll just leave that out.
Wasn't why I brought it up.
Okay.
It's summertime.
It came to my mind, and I'm guessing our listeners are going,
probably
are you kidding
so.
Me right now?
I more than anything wanted to go, hey, guess what? It's summer. Isn't that great?
Okay, let's just leave Seattle out of this. Like,
please. You brought it up, not me.
Never mind.
Let's
put it in my brain. Stop playing stuff in there.
All right, back to Wall Street we go.
All right.
That is the street you are most comfortable on, I know.
Yes.
It has unfortunately been a little more volatile than usual this year for obvious reasons. So we posed a question to our listeners. Is the stock market something you're concerned about in your day-to-day life?
My husband and I do worry about it, and we actually do check it pretty often.
Yes, absolutely.
I do worry about how the stock market is going, but I don't really check it as often as I would like to.
So should we be worried? If so, what should we be checking? What should we be looking for?
So if your investments are in the stock market and that's directly related to your success in retirement, if we define success as maintaining your standard of living adjusted for inflation and taxes moving forward and the income you're going to take off of the portfolio, obviously the stock market is a huge part of that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we if we're retired or close to it, we can't risk 30, 40, 50% of our portfolio once we've retired. Clearly, that makes no sense at all, right?
Right.
No, nobody's going to want to do that. It's going to change things. And unless you're a multi-billionaire, it's going to make a big difference if you lose a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
There are various ways to go about management of portfolios. Depending on who you're talking to, they're going to have their opinion. If you go to one of the big banks out there, right, these large financial institutions, and you're talking to an advisor, just like any business, most advisors are a product of their own environment.
Mm-hmm.
We see these portfolios all the time. They're not necessarily good. They're not necessarily bad, Kristen. That's an opinion,
mm-hmm.
right, as far as a portfolio goes. But they are often hang in their portfolios. My opinion is they're not always as efficient as they can be. Sometimes they're a lot more expensive than they need to be from a fee basis. Sometimes they're less diversified than they should be. But I'd say more often than not, what I have found just in talking to individuals about their portfolios and relationships is that the active management component isn't always there. And they feel like individuals invested through large banks or large financial institutions a lot of times feel like they have a hang in their portfolio. And by hang in there, I mean, hey, after markets have crashed or after, you know, the big COVID drawdown, somebody said, hey, don't worry about it. Just hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There was no response. There was no result. There was no change in the portfolio. say status quo eventual to come back. And that would be, I think concerning to anyone when it comes to that. So in the complete opposite end of the spectrum are, we refer to them as annuity slingers, right? Who are trying to convince everybody that stock market's bad, it's terrible, you can't afford the risk. If you put your money in there, you might lose 50%. So here's what you should do. You should just pile all your money into this insurance product and it'll guarantee you income for the rest of your life. Like, well, that has its own set of problems. I mean, you might not have market risk, but there's a lot of restrictions on how you make money in those. There's a lot of restrictions when it comes to liquidity. And so its own set of problems when it comes to that. So investors are left with this, well, I can invest in the market and I have risk, or I could go invest my money in a fixed investment and have no return. And I'm faced with either a burn through my money because I'm not making enough as I'm pulling it out, or the stock market might crash and nobody's going to help me out. So, Kristen, we're somewhere in between. Okay. We're not advocates of annuities. I don't like locking money up. I don't like the returns that tend to be low. And I don't like the idea of this sort of spin down of assets over your lifetime. We're also not advocates of hang in their approaches when it comes to investments. Somewhere in between is active management of a portfolio, helping people understand portfolios, how they work, understand fees, and understand active management. I'm simplifying it by saying, hey, listen, we know we want to be more aggressively invested when conditions are very well. We can look historically when certain things are happening, markets are likely to do very well. When other things are happening, markets are likely to do very poorly.
Right.
We want to be more aggressively invested or more conservatively invested based on that. I mean, there are people advertising, hey, listen, last time markets crashed, you know, we got our clients out of the market. Like, well, okay. I mean, I've heard the advertisements. There isn't actually a secret sauce for that, Kristen. I mean, every advisor out there has the same data.
Right.
It just depends on what you do with that data. So, you know, if a client comes to us and they say, hey, listen, I want a financial plan that would yank me out of the market if markets crashed like they did in 2008, that's not complicated, right? You just duplicate it. You look at the indicators and you pull people out.
Mm-hmm.
So bottom line, active management is important. Understanding your portfolio is important. And we have a conversation every weekend on the radio. When people call us, Kristen, it's a continuation of that conversation at the office, but on an individual level and helping people. So if you'd like to have that conversation with us at the office or virtually, just give us a call. We'll schedule the appointment and we'll do that for you complimentary.
Dial #250 on your cell phone. When asked for the keyword, say nest egg, and you'll speak to Mike or another team member off the air, and they can set up that CFP, complete financial plan, a $1,500 value, complimentary if you call within the next 10 minutes. #250 on your cell phone, keyword nest egg, or schedule that CFP at guardingyournestegg.com. A few years ago, a New York University study found that most people rate their own driving skills as above average. Now, here's the problem, though. That's impossible for everyone to be above average. I mean, some of us have to be below average to make the study truthful. But nobody's going to say, yeah, I'm a bad driver. We wouldn't do that.
Nobody wants to be. You said that at the start of the program, we're going to find out about below average. That is such a terrible thing. That's like being the last person picked, you know, for kickball.
Been there, done that. Anyway, moving forward. Don't want to rehash those memories, Mike.
Sorry to take you down that road.
Really, my point here is that people also assume they do an above average job of planning their financial future. A lot of DIYers do without any help from a professional. Now, I would assume that's not generally a good idea either.
Well, Kristen, I think it's, and I hate this word, it's relative. I mean, there are a lot of people out there that are very, very good DIY do-it-yourselfers when it comes to investments and investing. There's a tremendous amount of knowledge out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's computer programs, the internet. I mean, there's the do-it-yourself, frankly, there's do-it-yourself radio programs on the radio every week that are basically advertising against us. Like, hey, don't hire a financial advisor. We'll show you how to do it on yourself.
And no offense, I can tell they're do-it-yourself.
Yeah, they are do-it-yourself. Well, what they're not telling you is I think it costs around $30,000 to go through their program. So it's like more than college. But you know what? If it works out for you over a long enough period of time, you know, maybe you're saving money. I don't know. I've got nothing against do-it-yourself. And Kristen, I change my own oil. Not that that's a big deal, but I like the satisfaction of doing it myself. That's all there is to it. So if you want to be a do-it-yourselfer when it comes to your portfolio, that's absolutely fine. Obviously, there's work, there's research, there's a lot that goes into it, and it's every day. You know, you're doing it every day. You got to stay on top of it. But frankly, not everybody wants to do that. Not everybody's that interested in it. And that's why it's so important to me to make sure that we're looking at this from a value-added approach. I just had this conversation. I have it every week. I just had it actually a couple hours ago with somebody. In order for someone to work with us, they're going to pay us a fee to manage their portfolio. People ask, what is the fee? On average, it's about 1% to manage the portfolio, right? Not a big secret. We need to be able to show you how to average more than you can somewhere else on your portfolio net of that 1% in fees. So let's just say that you were averaging 8% in your portfolio somewhere else long term. And let's say with us, and I'm throwing numbers out here, right? Let's say with us, you're averaging 10%. Right, net of 1%. Well, you know, do the math. If you're 2% better in that very simple hypothetical example, if you're 2% better on average net of the fee, which one would you rather do? Well, it would make sense. That's a value add. At the same time, though, our clients are retired or very close to it. So if we could adjust their risk to half the current risk they're taking to get a higher average rate of return, we're adding value there too. So again, those numbers are hypothetical. Everybody's situation is very, very individual, but that's the way it works. Let's take a look at what you're likely to average moving forward on your current portfolio. Let's take a look at our numbers. Let's see if we can cut risk in the portfolio. And bottom line, just help you have an efficient plan moving forward. And you'll get that written financial plan from us just by